Safe Money Guidance is the name of our show and does not guarantee specific financial results. Claims paying abilities are backed by the issuing product carrier. The Ilgenfritz Financial Group presents Safe Money Guidance with Bill Ilgenfritz. Bill discusses the common concerns that individuals and couples face in the modern retirement. Bill's been serving the retired and soon-to-be retired for 3 decades, right here in central Pennsylvania. The conversation starts now. Welcome to Safe Money Guidance.
Well, today on Safe Money Guidance, we're going to talk about a top concern for just about everybody getting ready to retire, making sure your wealth lasts and works for you. Why does this concern exist, even for those who are pretty successful? We're going to talk about that, and we'll also share practical strategies for helping build confidence in your financial future. Along with Bill Ilgenfritz, I'm Bruce Steinbrock. Bill is the president and CEO of IFG Financial with 3 locations to serve you: Rodney Road in York, Main Street in Shrewsbury, and Market Street in Camp Hill. Reach out to Bill and the IFG Financial team. The phone number is 717-535-8500. Bill, welcome to the show.
Hey, welcome, Bruce.
Boy, great to be with you. This time in history, President Franklin D. Roosevelt signed into existence the SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission. It's kind of important to you and your business. Now, it was in response to the 29 stock market crash, 1929 stock market crash, that is, and that was a major factor in the Great Depression of the 30s. They called it the Dirty 30s back in, and then up till that point, the New York Stock Exchange had been operating with little or no government control. And somebody said, we might want to get a handle on that. So the SEC was born this time in history. Also, this time in history, CNN came into existence in 1980. So the 24-hour news channel, people thought, how in the world can you fill a 24-hour news channel? And now we have them all over the place.
I don't necessarily watch CNN, but I mean, those 24-hour news channels are very handy for catching the weather and just staying up to date with current events.
All things, yeah. All right, so according to a study from Global Atlantic, 2/3 of those who consider themselves investors are worried their retirement income may not last their lifetime. And 3 out of 10, or 30%, say they're extremely or very concerned. Bill, why is it such a big fear for people planning to retire? Because this has been the number one fear for pretty much as long as people have been financial planning.
People are living longer than ever. Mm-hmm. It's not uncommon to spend 25 to 30 years in retirement. I just had a person in my office the other day, retired at 53, wow, is now 93. 40 years in retirement.
That's, you know, crazy.
Is that crazy? But which means that your money has to last much longer. What used to happen is we worked to 62, died at 65, and we only really had to fund 3 to maybe 7, 10 years. People are living 25 to 30 years in retirement. Mm. Fewer pensions is one of the issues. Unlike previous generations, most retirees don't have pensions. So the responsibility falls more on the individuals to make their savings last. It's also market volatility creates uncertainty. When the market is unpredictable, it's hard for people to feel confident that their income will be steady year after year. Rising cost of inflation, healthcare, housing, and everyday expenses are going up.
It's just very interesting. Now, you mentioned inflation is health and healthcare costs that playing a concern. Talk about that. Expand on, because inflation and healthcare are 2 things that can attack that nest egg.
Well, I think inflation is one of the silent killers, here of late, since really the pandemic.
Yeah.
Prices of everything has just gone up. Now, with the tariffs, it's even potentially going to get higher. So you really got to have your money working for you, and you got to be watching that. Healthcare costs, you know, the study that we always talk about, Bruce, that Fidelity says that it's $315,000 you will spend on your health. That's outside of Medicare. So, you know, it's one of those things that a lot of people don't plan for, but the great news is we help people plan for it every day, and we at least bring it to their attention. Sometimes clients say, no, I don't think I want to do that, but you know, it's amazing, Bruce, more and more people are doing that long-term care insurance, and they're making sure that their family is either going to get the money or a nursing home. And essentially what we're doing is we're helping to leverage that so they can do more and just do bigger things.
Oh, no doubt. Bill and the team at IFG Financial, they want a retirement income plan with those over 50. So if you're listening to us today, and we know we've had a couple of folks reach out that are just right below 50, that's okay. It's always good to get a gauge on where you're at. But 50 and older, folks, you need to be picturing down the road and thinking, what am I going to do? Maybe you want to retire at 53, like Bill was talking about, the one gentleman did. But you have to have a plan. And at IFG, it's called the Roadmap to Retirement process. He works with you on the incomes, the taxes, the health care, the long-term care, and the legacy planning. Reach out today to Bill and the IFG Financial Team, 717-535-8500. You can call or text VISIT to that number, V-I-S-I-T, to 717-535-8500. By the way, a couple of upcoming dinner events that Bill has going on in Camp Hill on June 17th and June 19th. It's going to be at the Evergreen Brewing Company. That's a great place, folks. You've never been there, but Bill and, of course, the team would love to help you, but space is limited, so you need to call 717-535-8500 or log on to ifgfinancial.com and click on attend an event. We'll be in Shrewsbury at Glen Rock Inn July 15th and July 17th. So some times for you to come up in the next couple of months and get in front of Bill and the team and hear what they have to offer. So let's talk about some ways that, Bill, that people can gain confidence, because we all want to feel confident. Not only can I go to a dinner seminar, but I want to preserve that money. So when somebody comes in, an individual or a couple, how do you help them understand and gain confidence in what they've saved?
Well, I think the first thing we take a look at, Bruce, is we want to build a house. We think of that income is part of the foundation. So obviously some people have pensions, some people have Social Security, and in your retirement, but we want to make sure, how are you going to pay yourself in retirement? So knowing exactly where your monthly retirement income is coming from, it helps you avoid unnecessary withdrawals. You got to use principal protection options. Consider solutions like fixed indexed annuities that can offer growth potentials without risking your principal. Our mix of income, growth, and safety assets helps weather different market conditions. And then you got to keep cash reserves. So we always say that cash is king. Having an emergency fund keeps you from dipping into long-term savings when unexpected conditions come up. The other thing is when you have cash on hand, then you don't need to use those dreaded credit cards. Mm. We think credit cards are a killer, and we do not like them. And then you got to work with a professional. You got to we help clients preserve their savings by designing a specialized or personalized strategy that matches their goals and comfort levels. If you want to make sure your retirement savings are protected, come in, sit down with us. We'll walk you through a plan together and show you where improvements could be made. No pressure, just clarity. So we always talk about that, Bruce. No pressure.
Yeah.
You're the driver, we're the guider. If you want to go right and we say you should go left, we'll go right. There's going to be about five different ways to get there. We're going to help people whichever way they'd like to get to their destination.
Well, and Bill, and at the end of the day, fear can be a factor, and it can affect on how people approach planning for retirement. How is it you help them kind of break down the fear of, you know, running out of money and all the other things that we've talked about?
Well, I think sometimes fear leads to inaction.
Mm-hmm.
Many people are afraid of making a mistake that they delay planning altogether, which actually increases the risk. I think that this year would have been a great example of that, Bruce. Nobody knew what the hell was going on with these crazy tariffs.
Tariffs, yeah.
And what's going to happen. And now as prices going up and Holy shmoly. So it really led to people being paralyzed. They didn't know what to do. They knew the market was dropping, but they just didn't know what to do, go right or left. They couldn't make a decision. So conservative investing, so fear can also cause retirees to avoid growth entirely, which may leave them vulnerable to inflation over time. Some clients tighten the belt too much early in retirement, worried they'll run out, and that ends up not enjoying retirement they work so hard for. We have people do that all the time. They're just afraid to spend any money. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't afford to go on a vacation. All those things. And remember the three stages of retirement. The go-go years, the slow-go years, and the no-go years.
Yes,
I was
talking
to somebody just the other day, and that's what they were talking about. This, they are in the slow-go to no-go, doing things around, you know, within a 30-mile radius.
Folks, get a plan put together, and the way you do that is reach out to Bill and the entire team at IFG Financial. They'll be the chief financial officer. You're still the CEO. Bill said it moments ago, you're going to make the decision. So if you say you want to go right and the all the data says you need to go left, they'll do what you want. Reach out to Bill and the IFG Financial team today and start the conversation. 717-535-8500 in York, Shrewsbury, and Camp Hill. 717-535-8500. More safe money guidance straight ahead.
What do haircuts and Medicare plans have in common? They both need updating. Ilgen Fritz Financial Group can help you sort through all the options and find the best plan for you. Don't be stuck with an outdated plan like a bad haircut. Give them a call now at 717-535-8500. That's 717-535-8500.
A quarter, just 25 cents. That's hardly anything, right? But Bill Ilgenfritz and his team at Ilgenfritz Financial Group see quarters a little differently. A quarter is a lot when it's a quarter of your retirement savings. Do you want to pay 25% or more in taxes during your retirement? Bill can create a plan to help address that. If the only time you think about taxes is when you file them, you do not have a tax strategy. But it's not too late to get one. With help from Bill Ilgenfritz, act now to make sure you are not paying a quarter, a dime, or even a penny more than you should. Call Bill Ilgenfritz and the team at Ilgenfritz Financial Group at 717-535-8500 to schedule your personalized tax strategy session. A quarter saved is a quarter earned. Call 717-535-8500 now. That's 717-535-8500. Firm offers insurance services but may not give tax advice.
What's something you should have that Prince, Coolio, and Picasso never did? An estate plan. If leaving your loved ones a legacy is important to you, don't wait any longer. Call Bill Ilgenfritz today. 717-535-8500. That's 717-535-8500. 535-8500.
This is Safe Money Guidance, along with Bill Ilgenfritz of IFG Financial. I'm Bruce Steinbrock. Reach out to Bill and the team, 717-535-8500. You can go to the web as well at ifgfinancial.com. You can see all the smiling faces at IFG with the three locations, York, Shrewsbury, and Camp Hill. And you can also find out, upcoming seminars that Bill and the team are putting on around the central Pennsylvania area. Again, it's all found at ifgfinancial.com. All right, Bill, we're going to talk about, planning for retirement. And who better to learn from when we're doing this than retirees today? We did some research on the web, and there's a list that came out. It says retirement planning tips from real retirees, people that have been there and done that, if you will. So let's talk about tip number five. What is it, Bill?
Yeah, tip number five is live below your means. Spend less now so you can save more for later. It's about balance, not sacrifice.
No, it's also about, so when you say live below your means, but Bill, there's this thing I really want. I don't have the cash for it now. I'm going to go ahead and stroke it on the credit card.
those credit cards are silent killers, man. Oh. I didn't realize that they were up at 29-31%. I didn't know credit cards could charge that much interest, Bruce.
It's crazy.
What the heck?
Yeah, it is. And you and I both know. Now, I know from personal experience, you not so much. But my wife and I, back in the 08 housing crisis, well, I knew something was up in the summer of 07. The company I was working for at the time stopped matching our 401k. They just said, oh, the economy's not doing well. We're not going to match your 401k. And I thought, well, that's kind of weird. And then in April of 2008, there were mandatory pay cuts. And I took a 10% pay cut. And within 30 days of that news, my wife was working in a school district, and they lobbed all the lowest people on a totem pole. My wife was a para in a grade school classroom. Boom. All those jobs eliminated. So now you've got a glutton of people with her skill set on the open job market. Not a lot of jobs out there. I've taken a 10% pay cut. My 401k is now not being matched. And with that pay cut, I stopped putting money into my 401k. And what did we do? Yeah, we put some money on a credit card. And then paying the interest fees on that, man, you just never catch up. It's crazy.
Yeah, you know, I remember being just a young guy and there were times where we wanted to do some things and really didn't have the money and, you know. But that was something that I learned very quickly that in my early 30s, I decided we're not going to use credit cards, no more of that, and really just got to where we saved enough money to be able to have that cash is king stuff. And once again, not a ton, but, you know, $10,000, $20,000, and most things that come up, you're going to be able to take care of with that kind of savings. Yep. And no more credit cards.
Yeah. Folks, if you're listening and you're under 40 right now, you maybe need one because it's part of, you know, I mean, there's times you go on vacation, but you're paying it off when you get back. You have to have the money in the bank before you spend it. Just don't waste your time and your effort and your resource on credit cards. It will put you behind. But we're talking about five tips from real retirees, and that one was certainly a smart tip. Let's talk about what is number four on the list, Bill.
Tip number four is structure your savings. Save regularly, even small amounts. Use tools like 401ks and IRAs to help your money grow.
Well, you just said it. I mean, when you guys saved up, I mean, you got to $20,000 and you felt like, wow, we've been able to really knock this out. I mean, that's a huge lift.
Dave Ramsey was one of the guys that I listened to as I was a young professional in this industry. I would listen to his, how to pay down credit cards. And essentially, that's what I did. I bought probably 10 of his CDs, Bruce, and actually gave them to clients, you know, because I thought they were valuable. And once again, when people are struggling, what do they tell you to do? Or what does Dave tell you to do? He tells you to just get transportation from A to B and not worry about that fancy car. And payments.
And beans and rice and rice and beans.
And just, hey, a little sacrifice.
Oh, it is. And, again, when you can pay off your mortgage sooner rather than later, just think if you're paying, $1,500 a month. Now, you still have to have your insurance and you got to save for the taxes. But if you're not having to save if you've got $1,500 a month that you're putting towards a mortgage or more and you pay that thing off, man, you can really make some headway on saving money. But, yeah, there is tip number four. Let's jump to, again, we're talking about the five tips from retirees who have actually been through the process of being retired what are good, sound tips. What's tip number three, Bill?
Tip number three is invest in your health. Stay active, eat well, and get regular checkups. Good health makes retirement so much better. My parents talk about that all the time. Sometimes they say, getting old isn't for sissies, and they've inspired me to get my health, and I'm on the treadmill. I'm starting to do more things, and, who knows? So I think I'm going to do a 5K, Bruce.
Look at you, a 5K for the old running back at West Virginia. Getting it done. I like it. I don't think I'll be doing in 5K anytime soon. Plus, I had my knees replaced, and now while I still try and get out and walk and those kind of things, they don't really recommend that I go snow skiing or anything.
I didn't say I was going to do my 5K fast. I said I'm going to do a 5K. So let's get some clarity here.
Okay, all right, all right. But hey, good for you, though. I mean, doing a 5K is nothing to sneeze at. 3.2 miles and getting it done and getting out and enjoying Mother Nature and the fresh air. So that's great. So again, that tip is about being active and eating well and regular checkups. You know, again, you could live 30 years in retirement. Do you want to live it healthy or do you want to live it, you know, again, not so healthy and battling through, you know, going to doctors and physical therapy and all that stuff. So good for you, Bill. By the way, if you want to reach out to Bill and the IFG financial team, they would love to sit down with you. They retirement income plan with individuals and couples throughout central Pennsylvania. If you're 50 or older, AARP says you're a senior. So if you didn't know that, welcome to seniorhood, because Bill and I are already in that category. We're in our 50s. And if you want to join Bill and the IFG financial team, they're just a phone call away, 717-535-8500. You can call or text the word VISIT to set up that initial consultation. Call or text VISIT to 717-535-8500. Also, Bill and the team put on many dinner seminars and lunch and learns. You can go to ifgfinancial.com and then click on the menu and then go down to attend an event. You can find the date and time that work for you. But remember, space is always limited. So you want to, when you find the date that works for you, make sure you reserve your spot. Go to ifgfinancial.com on the web to find out more about Bill and the team. All right, we're talking today on the program about those retirement planning tips from real retirees, and we've covered three of them thus far. Live below your means, structure your savings, save regularly, invest in your health. Now we're down to tip number two. Bill, what's that?
Tip number two is don't rush into retirement. Extra time at work lets you save more and plan better.
Mm.
Retiring at 62 is not always the greatest for you. And not that it's a bad thing, but, you know, what are you going to do in that in those early years?
That's the great point, Bill. What are you going to do? I mean, it sounds great. Hey, I'm retiring at 62. Well, what are you retiring to? I know that's a question you ask people all the time. What are you going to retire to?
And sometimes they say, you know, I'm going to retire to a part-time job, or I'm going to retire to something else, or I'm going to maybe do some charity work. And, you know, that's not bad. But most of the people that give up their jobs then aren't making anywhere close to the same kind of money. And once again, if you have a plan and the plan is going to work regardless, then maybe it's not a bad idea. But most plans, the more money you have, the better it's going to do.
Yeah, and so it's, you know, just good to have a plan. And that, and I know you talk through that as part of the roadmap to retirement. That's one of those things you do talk about, knowing what you're going to do in retirement, not just saying, hey, I'm retiring. Okay, but do you want to travel? Do you want to, you know, get involved in charitable work? Maybe you want to volunteer some. But, you know, again, so that you have a plan. And at IFG Financial, it comes in a maroon binder, of all things, your roadmap to retirement, right?
That's correct. You get a maroon binder when you do business with us, and it's going to have all your data, and it's going to have your name, address, going to have how much you got, who's the owner, who's the beneficiary, and where's it at. Once again, if it's not with me, that's okay, but it's going to be in there. So it's really for your loved ones that you leave behind.
Mm-hmm.
That is the biggest thing that I find clients love, is that we do those maroon binders with all their information. So makes it very easy for their loved ones.
There you go, folks. 717-535-8500. We're talking about tips from real retirees, retirement planning tips, and we've reached the number one position. What is number one, Bill?
Number one is start saving early. Even small amounts grow over time. Compound interest is your best friend. So if you can put just a little bit away when you're in your 20s, please do that. and please stick with the plan. And then as you get raises, bump it up a little bit, and you will never be disappointed by doing that. So don't go spend your raises, but pay yourself a little bit more in your retirement accounts.
Great advice. Our studio audience loves it. You didn't know we had a studio audience today, did you, Bill?
No, I didn't know that.
I mean, they're going crazy. But, yeah, really, really good advice. But any final advice that you have for the folks listening today, Bill?
Yeah, retirement isn't just about money. It's about your life. We can help you plan both finances and what you want your retirement to look like. You know, we work with a lot of really great people, and we help them make good decisions so they can have an amazing retirement. And, you know, that's the motto we go by here at Iljan Fritz, and something I've been doing for the last 30 years. I love the people we work with, and I want the best for them and their families.
Yeah. Central Pennsylvanians, Bill would love to work with you, but he can't until he hears from you. So all you need to do is call 717-535-8500, get on his calendar, start the conversation, and start projecting into your retirement. If you're more than 50 years old, Bill would love to sit down and work with you, individuals and couples throughout Central Pennsylvania. He's got three offices, Rodney Road in York, Main Street in Shrewsbury, Market Street in Camp Hill. The phone number again, 717-535-8500, or on the web at ifgfinancial.com. That's going to wrap up the show, Bill. Let's go get some, I don't know, what the heck's on the menu. It's my turn to buy. What are you going to have?
We are going to get a farmer's omelet.
All right. I like it. Maybe we'll make it too. We'll see you in a little bit.
All right. Sounds good.
You've been listening to Safe Money Guidance with Bill Iljan-Fritz. To learn more about Bill and his team, visit ifgfinancial.com. That's ifgfinancial.com.
Safe Money Guidance is the name of our show and does not guarantee specific financial results. Claims paying abilities are backed by the issuing product carrier.
A Roth conversion is a taxable event and may have several tax-related consequences. Be sure to consult with a qualified tax advisor before making any decisions regarding your IRA.
Our firm provides insurance services. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying abilities of the issuing carrier. Annuities are insurance products that may be subject to fees, surrender charges, and holding periods, which vary by insurance company. Annuities are not FDIC insured. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual's situation. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein are provided by third parties and have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Iljan-Fritz Financial Group. This radio show is a paid placement.